Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark. Financial expert Dale Robin Siegel, our guest, recently took her 20 years of experience as an attorney and a mortgage broker and rolled it into a book titled The New Rules for Mortgages. She's a licensed attorney in New York and also the owner of Circle Mortgage Group, a boutique mortgage broker in White Plains, New York. She's an adjunct professor at Baruch College as well as NYU Shack Institute of Real Estate. She's been speaking to the public and teaching real estate professionals about mortgage finance for the past 10 years. Now, and let us say, Robin, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, and thank you so much for being here. You know, let me go back to a comment as we were bringing you in, teaching real estate professionals about mortgage financing. Most people, when they want a mortgage, they want a house, they want some kind of real estate, and they take it for granted that the real estate professional understands the ins and outs of a mortgage. I guess that's not really so, is it?
No, it's not always so. There's not always proper training or education involved.
Okay, so when somebody sells something, I'm the real estate agent and you're the prospective buyer, you like the house, I sell you the house, and then I have no idea what the mortgage and the interest and the rest of it is going to be, I've got to turn you over to somebody else in the company then.
Correct.
Okay, now, how dangerous is that?
I wouldn't call it dangerous. I would call it that the customer needs to make their own choice whether the professional they're being referred to is the right professional for them. I think that the best way to do this is to do a little bit of your homework ahead of time and understand the buzzwords and, you know, the basic process of how to get a mortgage, and then you can understand what somebody's saying to you.
Okay, but do most people, and I have to ask it this way, understand what a mortgage really is? And when I say that, look at the problems that we got into in the last few years.
I think that people understand the you know, and not across, you know, who knows, across the board, but I think people understand that they need a mortgage in order to borrow money to buy a house. I don't think that they understand, and I don't think they really, the consumer wants to understand, you know, the complete dialogue of doing it. But they should know the basics. No, I don't think people understand everything there is.
You know, I was thinking about this as I was bringing you in, and the problems that we've had over the last few years, that it would be very interesting. I know you do a lot of stand-up speeches. I know you do seminars for professionals. But wouldn't it be interesting for the public at large to learn about a mortgage and interest rates and variable rates and fixed rates and all the things that go along with it before they even entered something? It would be great if you made it law, like getting married. You have to pass a test before they'll let you do it.
Some of the mortgage programs you have to take, it's not really a class, but they have you take a seminar. It's almost now when you go into, these are new, if you go into foreclosure or if you're trying to do some sort of government-sponsored modification or even a bankruptcy,
yeah,
you have to take a 30-minute or a one-hour seminar, even if it's on your computer. So it should, and I agree with you because I was thinking about this, that maybe it should be mandatory that all, at least first-time home buyers,
sure,
take some sort of one-hour or half-hour class, even if it's online.
Yeah, and wouldn't it have been interesting if this would have been mandatory 4, 5, 6 years ago? And look at the problems that we wouldn't have. You know, we don't have a public that's unintelligent. That what we have is a naive public. And when I say naive, they're just not aware of all of the different languages that are tied to the professions that they have to deal with to accomplish what they want.
No, unless they choose to do the research on their own.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that do make that choice, which is good.
Yeah. And in the old days, when obviously we've had our lessons, but in the old days, if somebody was going to buy a house, they said, how much is it a month? Oh, I can afford that. Period. End. Didn't think ahead. Didn't think of what the interest was going to be or if there was going to be, within a few years, a major hit. Now, new rules for mortgages, new rules. What's the difference between today and 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago?
Well, let's just go today to 3 years ago. Well, let's say that it's very different today from it was 3 years ago, and today we've almost stepped back 10 years, 15 years in the process, which is good. The main differences for the consumer is that they really need to qualify for a mortgage. Qualify meaning they need to have better than good credit, whereas before it didn't really matter. They need to put down, you know, more, a larger down payment than they had to before. And they need to show their income, proof of income, which, you know, obviously they didn't need to do for the past couple of years, that they've made income for 2 years, that they will be able to make income for the next 3 years, and that their income can cover their housing payment plus all other expenses, cars, credit cards, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the consumer really needs to be qualified and prove documentation-wise that they do qualify for the loan.
Okay.
So
now,
that's good.
And then the consumer themselves, obviously, they have to do this. But what about the people bringing them to that spot? You know, and I know you do a lot of instruction to people in the real estate business. Did people in the real estate business before realize the ins and outs of what it really took to not to get a loan in those days, but to maintain a loan?
No, they don't. Real estate brokers need to take some sort of continuing education. Always. I assume it's in every single state. So as part of the continuing education, there are sections on finance. But residential mortgages, for instance, could be a two-hour seminar to the real estate broker and maybe three questions on the exam. So how much are they really interested in it? You know, they'll learn enough to get by. But most of the real estate brokers will rely on the loan officer that they do business with to explain it to the client and get the client through the process.
Okay, so effectively, Dale, when you speak, is there an area that you speak in? Is it in on the East Coast, or do you travel all over?
I travel, but mostly I do on a regular basis. I teach at NYU. I teach the real estate salespeople, and my specific section is I talk about the real estate finance, residential. We talk a little bit about commercial. I give them an understanding of what predatory lending is and what they should look for in who they associate with on a professional level. So we talk about that. On a flip side, they're passing a law nationally that all loan officers now need to take a 20-hour pre-license course. So a little too late, unfortunately, but it was always state by state whether mortgage loan officers needed to have any sort of education. Florida had it. New Jersey had it. New York did not have it. Connecticut did not have it. But now it's on a national level.
Okay. Now, one of the things that in Chapter 5 of your book, you say I memorized it already, but Chapter 5 of the book is what mortgage is best for you. There's different kinds of mortgages out there, isn't there?
There were many different kinds. They've pulled back, as I said, to maybe 10 years ago, where there's less choices out there, which is good because I, in my opinion, part of the problem was the public had too much information and too many choices, and they just could not decipher it. So they relied on what other people were telling them rather than doing the research themselves.
And it was always, not always, today it's not always, but in the few years back, it was always, don't worry about it, we'll get you the loan.
Yeah, well, it's like if I told you that you could rent a Mercedes-Benz 500 for $499 a month, wouldn't you say okay?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I got it without any question, but you don't know what the downside of it is.
No, but I think that the consumer, and I'm not saying that, you know, there's anybody specific to point a finger to because there's not, because there were so many people part of this, but the consumer really needs to take some sort of responsibility for doing their own research.
You know, I would like to get whoever was responsible for lifting the old usury laws, because there was a time you could only charge you, any kind of a lending institution, you could only charge a certain amount of interest. Beyond that, it wasn't legal. When that usury law got lifted, all of a sudden, you were talking instead of 11 or 12% annually, you're talking 18, 22, 23%, you know, and the list goes on with that.
Yeah.
No, there was no oversight. There was nobody to say, this is fair, this isn't fair.
Right, and even now they changed the credit card rules. You know, that, oh, the consumer needs to get notice 45 days before they raise the interest rate. But if an average person who works 50, 60 hours a week, you know, gets a 7-page small print letter from credit card company, they're going to read it?
Huh. No, no, of course not. It's not going to happen. No way, shape, or form. Okay, with the we're starting to we got a couple of minutes to go before the segment's over. Protecting your home ownership, divorce, dispute, and death. Is there a really good way to protect that?
Well, those are many different things. With death, you need to have a will. I believe that the minute you buy a home, you better get a will if you didn't have one, right?
Okay.
So if you own a home, have a will, decide who gets it. Because if you don't decide, it's going to go to whoever, you know, the next of kin is.
And by the way, if you don't have a will, it goes into what's called intestate, which means the court gets to decide who gets your home.
Yeah, I mean, based on law, you know, it goes to your parents or your brother or children or whatever. But still, it's best for you to decide ahead of time, number one. Number two, if you buy property with somebody that you're not married to, husband and wife, you know, tenants and tenants by the entirety, the two people should decide how they want to take ownership from the beginning, meaning if you and I bought a house together and, we'll use you, you die, do you want your share to go to your heirs, or do you want your share to go to me? These things need to be decided ahead of time.
Okay, and then you can also get a living trust.
You can get a living trust, right.
Yeah, there's so many options, but you have to go to someone who knows the options and the choices that are available so you can do it. Most of us have no concept. It's not what you don't know, it's what you don't know that you don't know. Dale, let me ask you this. Do you have a website we can find you at?
Very easy. It's my name, Dale Siegel, SIEGEL.com.
Wonderful. Hey, Dale, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And the book is The New Rules for Mortgages. Where do we buy it at?
I guess Amazon and all the main bookstores. It's coming out September 1st, so next week.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark. And by the way, if you missed any of our guest contact, go to www.dresserafterdark.com. It'll be right there on the homepage, and you'll get the contact, all about the guest. And if there's a guest that you want to hear, get a hold of Radio Susie right on the front page, and she'll take care of you.